What are some ways that people show they are happy in your culture? People are extremely varied, and as of such, there exist a plurality of different ways in which people can demonstrate their happiness. This can take the form of language, in which one will express their cheeriness through positive affirmations or joking and merriment. Other people might be more physical in exhibiting their happiness. They might offer hugs, high fives, and other forms of physically affectionate behavior. It is also common for people to offer gifts when they are in a good mood, particularly amongst friends. For example, someone might buy a round of drinks for their group of friends in order to foster an atmosphere of jollity and camaraderie. Can shopping make people happy? Different people take pleasure in different things. For some, going shopping can make them feel happy. This is because making purchases and acquiring new possessions can cause the brain to release dopamine, otherwise known as retail therapy or a shopper's high. Many people subsequently use shopping as a means to cheer themselves up whenever they are feeling down. However, one should take care to do so in moderation, as an overindulgence in shopping can be habit-forming behavior. In extreme cases, compulsive shopping can even lead to addiction, which is damaging to both one's mental health and finances. Ironically, a source of happiness can quickly become a cause for despair. Is happiness good for a person's health? Numerous medical studies have determined that a person's happiness, as well as being an essential factor of one's quality of life, is also beneficial to a person's health. In general, feeling happy can lower one's blood pressure, which ensures a healthier heart. Moreover, doctors have found that happier people are in possession of stronger immune systems. Aside from one's physical health, happiness is similarly important in maintaining one's mental health. Joyful people suffer less from stress, anxiety, and depression, which are the most common ailments affecting a person's mental health. All in all, one's own happiness is an element of health which should not be neglected. How can a person's attitude to life affect how happy they are? A person's worldview can often alter how they feel personally. Someone who possesses a more fatalistic perception of the world and their life can often end up feeling hopeless or miserable in response. However, people with more constructive attitudes to life are more likely to establish productive life goals and work towards them. Most of the time, a person's individual happiness is tied to the condition of their life. Subsequently, it makes sense that if one maintains a positive attitude to life and works hard at it, happiness will in turn follow. Can people learn to be happy? People are born to feel happiness. It's not a kind of skill. People naturally feel happy when they encounter pleasant events or overcome certain difficulties. However, some people struggle with mental illnesses such as depression and anxiety, and thus find it difficult to feel happiness. Those diagnosed with these types of conditions might not be able to work at becoming happy. However, through appropriate treatment, these sorts of people have the potential to become more contented in life. Those who are not affected by such disorders might also occasionally struggle to consciously maintain their happiness, but generally, if one works to action improvements in their own life, their state of mind will improve in tandem. Can periods of unhappiness have positive results for people? Though no one enjoys being unhappy, it can be argued that such periods have a silver lining to them. Times of unhappiness can bestow on one a newfound appreciation for the better parts of their life. Happy memories can serve as a comfort through such periods, and thusly become even more treasured and valuable. Another positive is that, unlike happy people, who are more likely to be contented in their life, unhappy people may be more motivated as to push themselves out of their negative mood. Overall, sadness can be used as a tool enabling one to better appreciate what is good about life.